Visiting today with OCA President Mike Weeks. Man, what a special event we've got going today. It's Beef Day at the Capitol.
It really is. We really enjoy coming up here and meeting with legislators and their staffs and just providing them with some nutritious beef. You know, we as beef producers, we celebrate Beef Day or Beef Month every day of the year. So, you know, it's just really good for us to get out and show them their appreciation, show them what our great state has to offer. You know, we are a huge agricultural state, and cattle is a big part of our annual revenue as far as agricultural products. So, you know, being able to come out here and serve them as they serve us, it's just really good as a producer and feels good. And we really love to do it and showcase our product as well.
Well, and of course, Oklahoma, you know, the fifth beef-producing state. So most of our legislative folks will know about beef, but sometimes it's good for them to actually taste the rewards.
Yes, it is. And, you know, we're not thought of as a big urban-type state, but when you start looking around Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and things like that, you know, we do have some urban-type legislators that, you know, we want to get out and visit with and show them what we do and the care that we take in our animals and take the pride in producing a healthy, nutritious product and to put on the plates of Oklahomans. And you know, it's all about pride to me. I mean, you know, we're a prideful group and want to put out a product that's health, safe and nutritious for not only to feed our families but to feed the other families of Oklahoma. And we just want to show these legislators, you know, kind of what we do and who we are, kind of put a name to a face. And I think that's, as we go, I think most producers want to get that consumer producer trust because people want to know where their food's coming from.
And it's also nice, like you mentioned, for them to kind of get to know who we are so that they can advocate for beef in the future.
Right, yes. Animal agriculture has come under fire in several other states. And, you know, we are fortunate in Oklahoma to be more of a rural type setting, we believe in. But, yes, I think as we move forward, advocacy toward the cattle industry and the beef industry, I think that's a big job that falls upon groups like us at the Oklahoma Cattlemen's in order to do that. And I think that all these legislators appreciate that. You know, we spent time this morning going around to each legislator's office and dropping off some fact sheets about what we do, what Oklahoma beef is to the economy, and what we do for the environment as well. You know, cattle are upcyclers, and so we have the unique animal in order to turn something up that's very poor quality into something that's very, very good, high quality in protein.
Well, and sometimes you almost can laugh about the misled things that we read, you know, just the assumptions that people put on the cattle industry and the farming industry in general, and this is kind of a nice way to stop some of those rumors.
Right, it is, and I think that's what it is. I think we just try to get out there and get the word out. There are a lot of misconceptions being portrayed. You know, we care about the land and the animals more than anyone because that is our livelihood. I mean, we don't want to treat it or pollute it or anything like that would cause detriment to it and cause us to not to be able to pass it on to future generations and our children and grandchildren.
Well, what are some other things you guys have coming up besides Beef Day today? I know that you've got some meetings coming up in different counties. So what else is coming up?
We do have our quarterly board meeting coming up this Friday in Clinton. Looking forward to that. A lot of business to be on the horizon. NCBA convention in August will be in Nashville this year. COVID kind of put a little damper on it. It was supposed to have been in Nashville in February, but had to move it back to August. A lot of things are coming up there and a lot of business to be held that I think is going to really be affecting the cattle industry for the future. And I think that's what we all look at. I mean, we're just trying to set this up for the future generations and that we can be sustainable and make sure that ag is here to come because, you know, the ag is what feeds the world and where it's going to continue to do the best job that we can do at that.
Do you find you're hearing more people ask you about where beef comes from and what's the difference between grass-fed and grass-finished? Because people seem to be more interested in where the meat comes from these days.
Yes, they really are. You know, you're going to get a lot more questions like that. And that's, you know, as producers, that's what we want. We're happy to tell our story. We're happy to go out and, you know, if someone asks us a question about our operation, and you know, we're glad to do that because, like I say, we like to talk about cows. If you've ever been around a cattleman, you'll know we love to talk about cows all the time. And we want to share that story because, you know, it is important. People want to know the difference in grass-fed, grain-fed, what different techniques go into both of those. And then you also want to take, you know, into account the different taste variations and things like that and what went into those. So, Yes, I think as we move forward, I think, you know, we really want to tell that story about from start to finish, basically, from pasture to plate. And I think that's what it's all about. And just getting to know your producer, you know, as you as a consumer, I would encourage you to find there's someone in your neighborhood that is raising beef or has a family member. Ask some questions. And that's the thing. You know, we're happy to answer questions. That's what we're here for. You know, we're an advocacy organization, and we're made up of producer-driven. You know, the entire board of directors and are all raising cattle and doing this for a living, and so we're happy to share our story.
Well, and now with Prairie Beef Solutions, you can even buy the meat that we're talking about.
Yes, that is a great thing that we've got on the horizon and in the works. I mean, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day, so this is taking a little bit to get off the ground. But we're making great strides in that to showcase an Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions as to where you can buy ground beef from an Oklahoma certified cattle. And so you'll be able to go to some retail outlets and be able to purchase that and put that on your table for your family, and you'll be confident that you're getting a nutritious, safe source of beef raised here, right here, by your neighbors.
Well, I'm going to let you get back to your favorite job, which is serving beef. But, Mike, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And everybody should enjoy Beef Month.
That's right.